Joined now by Danny West of hogsports.com. Danny, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are y'all?
Doing great. Sounds good. Let's see. A big weekend on the Hill. Let's talk about that first. Super Sophomore Saturday in 2 days in Fayetteville.
Yeah, that's what they're calling it. You know, you see a lot of junior days this time of year, but this Saturday they're planning on bringing in just about all of their top targets for the class of 2016 from within the state. A lot of really good players, some of which they've already offered. The best player, in my opinion, in the state, McTelvin Aguim from Hope, big-time defensive end. This is a guy that we think might have a chance to push for five-star status at some point. Probably will be one of the most highly recruited prospects to come out of this state since, I guess, Michael Dyer now. He's going to be in the top 50 more than likely. So big-time kid there, as well as running back Denzel Mitchell over at Jonesboro High School, another big-time kid. Physically, you look at him and you think you're looking at a sophomore in college. I mean, he's a grown man already. So a lot of good offers for him. Austin Capps from Star City, big defensive tackle, already has an offer. Then a few more guys from around the state. John Tate, defensive end at Pine Bluff. You got Jordan Jones from Smackover, a linebacker prospect out of Northside. DeAndre Hardwick is his name. I think they may end up offering him pretty soon. So a lot of good talent coming up this weekend to watch practice. They've actually closed the media and the public out of practice this Saturday as well as today. So they'll be able to have the recruits all to themselves. So it should be a good weekend. The weather's supposed to be good too.
I guess talk a little bit about the two backup quarterbacks in Austin Allen and Rave Peavy. We've had a lot of conversation about them the last couple of days with your other two guys, A.J. Derby and Duwop, changing positions. Does that seem like that's permanent for them too? And is it because Austin and Rafe they're more talented?
Yeah, and they're younger guys, you know, too. Both of those guys are really young. Now, Duwop is also young, but it's pretty clear that Rafe is coming on strong, and, you know, he's a true freshman. Austin Allen is in the same class as Duwop, but he's pretty well ahead of Duwop right now. So I think with Duwop, it's going to come down to how much he embraces this position move to wide receiver. I do think it will be permanent as long as he embraces it. The way A.J. Derby has with tight end, and that's another permanent move there. And if not, then Duwop will probably explore other options after spring ball. That would be my guess. But let me tell you, he really surprised me Saturday. I always knew he was an athletic kid, but he looked really natural with the ball in his hands and probably a little more explosive than I anticipated. So if he'll really embrace that position, I think he can help him there. But as far as the quarterbacks, Austin Allen, I've been covering this kid for, I guess, 4 years now, dating back to his high school days. He had the worst practice Saturday that I've ever seen out of him. And I think that kind of leaves the door open for Rafe Peavy a little bit, who, like I said, is coming on strong and starting to pick up the offense. So it's still, this is a quarterback competition, and what I mean is the number two spot. That's going to go well into August, in my opinion, and I'm not ready to rule out Rafe Peavy just yet by any means.
Let's head to Jesse in Hot Springs. Jesse, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Yes, I read in the Sentinel Record this morning that there was a young lady from Lake Hamilton that had committed to Arkansas, and since she said that Jimmy Dykes could not make a decision on her, so she went ahead and signed with Wichita. And she was like a 6'2" girl, and undoubtedly very talented. And I was just wondering his comment about keeping everybody in Arkansas. I was hoping he meant for the university and not for other schools in Arkansas. And I didn't know
who was the girl.
About that
who was the lady? What was the name?
Sir, I am so sorry. I'm 73 years old and I can't remember anything. So
okay.
I don't know what her name is. She was from Lake Hamilton High School, and I'm sure she was All State, maybe a Bullock or something.
So was she, you know, my question is, if she decides to go to Ouachita, how many other Division I schools were after her? Is it academic reasons? Is she good enough?
The paper only said that she had committed to the old Arkansas coach,
Tom Cullen.
Yeah. And that she had committed to him, but then Coach Dykes could not make a decision on whether he wanted her or not, and she needed to make a decision, so she signed with Ouachita. That was her story, and I was just wondering if that was also his.
That's common. I guess, Danny, you can answer that. But that when Coach Bielema got here, didn't he take away 8 scholarships as well?
I want to say it was 9, Matt. Okay. I mean, and you nailed it. It is common. I'm not familiar with this girl and her situation at all. Really don't keep up with it that much. But, you see that a lot with a coaching change. The new coach comes in, and maybe he can't make a decision on a kid in time, so they go ahead and choose another safe route school, you know?
Yeah, well, since she was an Arkansas girl and he had talked about keeping all the Arkansas girls in the state, I just thought maybe that he'd change his mind on that or something.
Well, you can only keep so many, and he's got to look at the best, so...
Well, this girl's 6'2", and I'm pretty sure she was all state and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, thanks, guys. I was just checking to see if y'all knew what the situation was.
All right, thanks, Jesse. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care. We've got some Keithley Service Company Live Fan feedback before we head to Corndog. Will in Conway, question for Danny, is Jabril Durham going to sign on Friday or what?
He is. That's good news, too, because he's a really good player. I actually talked to his head coach at Seminole College yesterday. They did delay it a couple of days. He's going to sign at 10 a.m. on Friday. The reason they pushed it back is nothing to do with his recruitment. They simply wanted to give him some kind of signing ceremony like you see a lot nowadays. So nothing to worry about there. He's still on board and will be signing and faxing his letter of intent on Friday.
Sounds good. Let's head to Corndog. Corndog, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, Danny, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Doing good, man. Listen, I wanted to have you talk just a little bit about the impact that you think and or if you've heard any more than what was really trade about Dave Wannstedt's meeting. That seems to be, I'm hearing some stuff about how that really persuaded or helped to persuade Doo-Wop and Derby, you know, a little bit as far as, you know, making choices for the team and getting the aggression up in the defense and may have been just the right thing for us getting this team fired up.
Yeah, I think it was a smart move. Obviously, Wannstedt's been around the game for a long time, won a lot of football games, very experienced and well-respected head coach. So I think it's good sometimes for the team to not hear a new message, but hear the same message from a new voice, if you know what I mean. So I think I was told that he gave a really good pregame speech, so to speak, on Saturday before the scrimmage, and kids seemed to enjoy having him around. Not sure how long he's going to be here or if Brett just kind of wanted him in for a week or two, but seems like he's had a good impact on him so far.
Right. Well, it's a championship coach, too. I mean, when you've been involved in a championship at the college level and at the pro level, kids pay attention to that. So, I mean, I think that has to have – if we have more of that, and I'm a big believer in having former players come back and talk to kids, too, and I think we've got a wealth of very successful former Hogs that can come back and give those kind of talks too about what it means to be a Hog and maybe put some passion into these guys as well. And that wasn't always a popular choice. And I think the more of this kind of stuff, I think a lot of really big time coaches did this kind of thing, bringing in outside people to motivate. And I think I think it inspired a lot of teams.
So. I'm with you. I like the idea of it.
All right.
Thanks, Corndog.
Yeah, that's one thing Coach Nutt always did. I mean, you always had former players around, Anthony Lucas, just, mm-hmm. But he was very big in having former players around, yeah.
Danny, talk about, obviously, Nick Babb, Trey Thompson. They're teaming up tonight. We're going to have them in studio here in a little bit, but them teaming up on Team Arkansas to kick off Real Deal in the Rock this weekend.
I'm expecting a big crowd out there. I don't know what you're expecting tonight, but I think it's a good chance for Arkansas fans to go out there and get a first look at these two guys playing together. Obviously, Mike's really excited to have them on board. They've already signed. Should be a good time. I wish I could be there tonight, but unfortunately, we got football going on, so I won't be. But I think that's a great idea to kind of kickstart the weekend and give fans, like I said, a first look at these guys. It should be interesting to see how well they play together.
I didn't see – I was going to ask Danny, is there any girls that are committed to play for Arkansas? When I looked at the girls' roster, I saw a couple Arkansas State and Memphis, but I didn't see any Arkansas girls.
Yeah, I didn't either. I looked at the list, and again, I probably wouldn't be the one to know, but I did look at the list, and I didn't see any Arkansas commitment.
Deion Stewart, close to a decision? Maybe?
Maybe. If you'd have asked me last week, I'd have probably told you no. He probably wants to get through the spring evaluation period and pick up a few more offers and maybe look around. But caught some information late last night, that maybe he is really close. He visited on Tuesday. He's going to be back again next weekend for the spring game. And I, from what I've heard last night, I feel like there's a good chance he might be getting close to jumping on board. And I think it'd be a really good get. You know, this kid is arguably the most explosive player in the state this year, probably the fastest, not the biggest. You know, he's only about 5'11", 160. But I don't think any of the coaches are worried about his weight. You can always put weight on the kids like you did with Joe Adams, Jarius Wright. Some of those guys were about 165 when they enrolled. So big-time player. He's got offers from Arkansas, Ole Miss, Louisville. Oregon is showing strong interest now, but I think there's a good chance he goes ahead and wraps it up here pretty soon.
Let's head to Cody in Searcy. Cody, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, guys. Danny, I was just curious. After Zach Hawker, I was just kind of curious on maybe our kickers. Are they seeming to be panning out pretty good?
To be quite frank with you, no, I don't think so. I think that's been a weakness that I've seen this spring. And if you've got a true freshman coming in that you signed on scholarship, Cole Hedlund, who set the national kicking record, nobody in the history of high school football has made more field goals than Cole Hedlund. I always thought that was a really interesting thing to have in his feather in his cap. So he's a big-time kicker coming in, and based on what I've seen this spring, they're going to need him. So
Danny, are there any other kickers there right now that are on scholarship?
No. Sam Irwin Hill is on a on
he's punter, though, right?
He's a punter.
Punter.
Yeah, right leg, left leg.
And from my experience, my 4 years up there, the kid that was on scholarship, it was light years ahead of the kids that walk on. Like, I mean, your scholarship guy, that's why there's only one scholarship kicker in 4 years, and then they get another one because he is better than everybody else. And usually they're four-year starters. So I look for that kid, like you just said, he should be the best guy the day he shows up.
He should be, because a lot of teams won't even offer a kicker a scholarship anymore. So if you're going to use one, he better be by far and away the best kicker on the team, in my opinion.
Danny, you saw the scrimmage on Saturday. What were your thoughts?
Well, I thought Brandon Allen had a decent day. I always start with the quarterback, but I do think that's probably the most important element for this spring. I think he was 17 of 25. He did throw a couple interceptions. One of them was tipped at the line of scrimmage, caught by Brooks Ellis. But the other one was just a bad decision, and that's what he's got to continue to clean up. You know, he threw it right at Carroll Washington, who, hey, he really had a good day. Carroll, Tevin Mitchell, Jared Collins, those cornerbacks seem to really be coming on. I don't want to hype them up too much and have them let me down again this fall, but they appear to me to be really coming on under Rob Smith and Clay Jennings. So you kind of got to give credit to them, but Brandon also threw five touchdowns. I mentioned Austin Allen. I thought he had a really bad day. Rafe Peavy was really good right up until his I want to say his last pass was intercepted on a 3rd and 10 where he just kind of forced it. And obviously, you got a young kid; he's going to do that from time to time, so he's going to have to work through that. But Cody Walker at fullback, it looks like he's really taking that position and kind of owning it now. He had a really good day. Brooks Ellis, Martrell Spade at linebacker, thought they really stood out to me. I mentioned the cornerbacks. And then another guy I'm interested in is Davion McKinney at safety. I feel like he's really coming on now. So there were some positives, still a lot to clean up. You know, they still got a long way to go. I don't want anybody to be under the impression that this team is leaps and bounds ahead of where they were last year. But I do see some positive signs that they're going in the right direction.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of young players last year that got significant playing time, and then this is their second year in this offense, so I think you are going to see some improvements. I'm with you, not to get ahead of yourself. As far as Brandon Allen, how healthy is he? That, I guess that's my question, is how did his shoulder look? Have they hit any of the quarterbacks at all yet? Has there been any time where the quarterbacks have been live, and how is Brandon Allen? His arm.
Yeah, they haven't touched the quarterbacks, and that's a good point to bring up, that, you know, these guys aren't being hit in the mouth yet. So we'll see how they shake out. I feel like the quarterbacks have hit a pretty high percentage of their passes, but you bring up a really good point there. They're not under bullets aren't flying yet, so we really probably won't find out what that's like until Auburn, going down there on August 30th. But so far, if I had to grade the quarterbacks, I'd give them probably a C+, B- maybe.
Okay. Some Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback for you, Danny. Daniel in Woodlawn wants to know, what are the chances of the Hogs going after DGB?
I would say really slim. I think DGB has really put himself in a bind, and I laugh. It's probably not even funny, but at this point, I don't see how you even go after him. I mean, he's proven about 3 or 4 times now that he's, you know, he probably needs to sit out a year and focus and hopefully move on to the NFL, but I would not anticipate that.
Danny, we have in the studio with us now Mr. Bill Ingram, the founder of Real Deal in the Rock, along with Trey Thompson and Nick Babb, some future Razorbacks in the studio. Guys, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Tell us, Trey, you first, about, I guess, winning a state championship for Four City this year, the Mustangs, and Coach Dwight Lofton over there, and next year you'll be playing on the hill in a Razorback uniform.
It feels good to lead your basketball high school career and win the state championship. I'm excited to go up there on the hill, work hard, and see what that holds for me.
And, Nick, you're no stranger. You've traveled to Arkansas many a times. I like the hat you have on. And talk about leaving Dallas and Texas and coming and being a Razorback.
It's really exciting. I'm really happy for what I think is going to come and what Coach Anderson's been talking about. But it's not that far of a drive, so it's not that big of a change. But college is always a big thing.
So you were in Dallas this last year?
Yeah.
Did you go to the Final Four?
No, I didn't. I was just at watching on TV.
I got you. Go when you play in it. Is
exactly
what I like. Yeah.
can you get the Razorbacks there? That's the big question a lot of people want to have. When will they get back to the tournament right now, but potentially a Final Four, make a run deep into it?
Yeah, I feel like it's coming up, not too far away. Just got to put the right pieces together. Coach Anderson, the great coach he is, I feel like he has it coming soon.
Danny, you have any questions for Trey or Nick?
No, I just got a comment. I hope they put on a show tonight. I want to tell the fans to go out and see them if you get a chance. Little Rock Hall, right, guys?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. Hope on a show. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Let's go around the back of your head, Bill. They might not fit.
Here's
some
if you want to plug these in. Take that out. Plug that in. There you go.
Those are Basil's, so you know he doesn't want to mess up his hair. Come on, look. Nick's going to show you how it's done. There you go. There you go.
Youth.
You should. Those are the one with the Walkman on the side with the cassette player right there. You got that.
Trying to get the old headsets on is what we're trying to do, Danny. Danny, as always, we appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.